The House, please come to order. Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Clerk, please take the roll.
The roll shows 26 members present.
Representative Hofford, are there any members excused today?
Mr. Speaker, Representatives Anderson and Cuddy are excused from the call of the House today.
Will the members please rise for the invocation by intern Larry Kloster, Resurrection Lutheran Church. Representative Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the prayer will be spread on the journal. This brings us to certification of the journal. Clerk, please certify the journal for the 117th legislative day.
Mr. Speaker, I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 117th legislative day in accordance with the rules.
Representative Hofford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 117th legislative day.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. This brings us to introduction of guests or the guest for introduction. Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A is my son, Chris, who is a sports fisherman in our family.
Are there further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor?
No messages from the governor.
Messages from the Senate?
Mr. Speaker, the Senate accepts the invitation to meet in joint session Monday, May 10th to consider the governor's appointees to boards and commissions, but would appreciate the time being changed to 3 p.m. to accommodate committee chairman.
The clerk, please. Send the Senate a letter telling them that would be satisfactory.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. The Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill number 194, Health, Education, and Social Services, amended with the following amendment. Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 194, Judiciary, Prisoner Employment and Correctional Industries, an effective date, and it is returned for consideration. Those are all the messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Other communications?
No, sir.
Reports of standing committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills?
No, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Representative Hofford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the bills before us on today's calendar be held over for Monday's calendar in the second or third reading, or the reconsiderations that have been brought up and are in third reading be held in third reading under reconsideration for Monday's calendar.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Hofford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsiderations held over available for today also be held through Monday.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Freeman. House Police Entities. Dave Hofford.
Mr. Speaker, there are two citations on the calendar that were held over.
Will the clerk please read the citations?
A citation honoring India Spartz, Nick Begich Scholarship winner, by Representative Freeman and Buchholz.
Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, I move the citation. Ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is adopted. Will the clerk please read the next citation?
A citation honoring Annette Strunk, winner of State Spelling Bee, by Representative Malone, O'Connell, and Senators Gilman and Coletta.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the citation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is adopted. This brings us to the end of the daily calendar to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the body? Announcements. Representative Adams. Representative Cato.
Mr. Speaker, the House Transportation Committee has tentatively set a date, Monday at 8:30, to continue considering SB 212. Any further change will be announced.
Are there other announcements? It's my intention to ask the Majority Leader for a recess motion until 2:30, at which time the Minority Leader and Majority Leader and myself and the Clerk and Sergeant Arms can return for a technical session to read across bills. Representative Brown.
Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Smith be excused from the call of the House from 11 a.m. on the 12th of May through the 23rd of May.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Brown. Representative Smith is excused on the days requested. Is there other announcements? Representative Hofford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in recess until 2:30.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands in recess until 2:30 p.m. Will the House please come back to order? Let the record show that the House reconvened at 2:45 p.m. Members present are Representative Cotton, Majority Leader Halford, the Minority Leader Representative Brown, the Majority Whip Representative O'Connell, Speaker, Chief Clerk, Assistant to the Chief Clerk, Representative Adams, and the Sergeant of Arms. Without objection, we'll move back up the daily order of business to receive messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate adopted the Conference Committee report on Senate Bill No. 593 and House Committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 593, Finance. Thus, Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 593, an act relating to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and bonds issued by the Alaska Housing Corporation and providing for an effective date, passed the Senate. Mr. Speaker, the Senate concurred in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 872, Resources. Thus, House Committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 872, Finance, Health, Sanitation, and Sanitary Practices in the Seafood Processing Industry and Other Industries that Produce Food for Human Consumption, effective date, passed the Senate with a letter of intent by the legislature. The House letter of intent adopted by the House May 7th and the Senate letter of intent adopted by the Senate April 27th are identical. Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill No. 697, Labor and Commerce, Appointment of Non-Permanent Employees for Certain Work Assignments, effective date, with the following amendment. Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill No. 697, Labor and Commerce, authorizing preference for hiring local residents for positions in the state service, effective date, and returning same for consideration. Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed the following and transmitting for consideration. Senate Bill No. 719 by Senator Stimson, entitled, An Act Providing That the Department of Education Conduct a Computer Network Study and Providing for an Effective Date.
Senate Bill 719 is referred to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee and the Finance Committee.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 817 by the Finance Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Medical Assistance for Needy Persons and Providing for an Effective Date.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 817 is referred to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee and the Finance Committee.
Those are all the messages from the Senate.
Other communications?
No, sir.
Reports of standing committees?
The Finance Committee has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 180, CNRA, amended, an act relating to municipal government and providing for an effective date. The committee recommends replace with House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 180, Finance, with the same title and an attached amendment. There are three fiscal notes attached, which will be in Supplement 52. The report was signed as follows. Adams, Chairman, Haugen, Bettysworth, Hurlburt, and Cotton signed do pass. Montgomery had no recommendation. There's no further referral. The Finance Committee had committee substitute for Senate Bill 517, Finance, an act extending the duration of repayment of loans for child care facilities and providing for an effective date. Under consideration, the committee recommended do pass. Due pass was signed by Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Haugen, Bettysworth, Hurlburt, Cotton, Fuller, and Montgomery. There's a zero fiscal note attached. There are three reports from the Judiciary Committee on Governor's reappointment of various people. One is for the reappointment of Susan M. Knowles as a commissioner of the Alaska Public Utilities Commission. Committee had the following recommendations on the confirmation. Confirmed by Anderson, Buchholz, Freeman, Phillips, and O'Connell. No recommendation, Representative Barnes. The House Judiciary Committee gave the following recommendations for Diana Snowden as Commissioner of the Alaska Public Utilities Commission. Confirm recommendation, Barnes. Representative Barnes, Chairman, Anderson, Buchholz, Freeman, Phillips, and O'Connell. The House Judiciary Committee had the Governor's reappointment of Carolyn Guess as Commissioner of the Alaska Public Utilities Commission, and the committee recommends confirmation of the following recommendations. Confirm Barnes, Chairman, O'Connell, Phillips, Freeman, Buchholz, and Anderson. Those are all the committee reports. Special committee report.
Reports of special committees.
I have one conference committee report. Mr. Speaker, the conference committee that was had, committee substitute for Senate Bill 752, Labor and Commerce amended, an act relating to savings associations, and House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 752, Labor and Commerce amended House, an act relating to financial institutions, under consideration and recommends that the Senate rescind its previous action in failing to concur in the House amendments and adopt House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 752, Labor and Commerce, as amended by the House. Recommendations be adopted. Senate members, Mulcahy had no signature. Senator Ray signed, Dankworth signed. House members, Representative Halford, Brown, and Bettysworth. Those are all the special committee reports.
Is there any unfinished business to come before the body? Announcements? Representative Hofford, is there anything else to come before the body? Representative Hofford?
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent. The House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. Monday.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. Monday morning.